This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 973. Bewildered, astonished, perplexed? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. This past weekend, Jessica visited Astoria, Oregon, and stumbled upon something interesting. Find out how to communicate your unexpected experiences in English today. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
Fantastic. I had such a good weekend. It was amazing.
Oh, that's cool. You were out in the Oregon coast. I think that the Oregon coast is like one of the most beautiful parts of the whole country. So
it is gorgeous. Yeah. Yeah. And it's not Oregon, it's Oregon.
Oh, is that right?
It's correct. Yes, we say Oregon. And also, my state where I'm from is like mispronounced a lot. People say Nevada, but it's not. It's Nevada. So just everyone should know.
So, and then you have these words that it's a constant debate, right? For example, aunt versus aunt. What do you say? Your mother's sister. What do you say?
Oh, I say aunt. Yeah. West Coast people say aunt.
Yeah.
But you probably say aunt, right?
We say aunt. Yeah. We say aunt.
I love it. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I wish I said aunt. It sounds, sounds better. Like, I think it's that hard ah sound. Like, it's kind of an aggressive vowel sound. Like, you're like throwing it out of your mouth.
Which one? When you say aunt or aunt?
Ah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The aunt. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true. So lots of pronunciation differences. And yeah, it's true. I think when we travel to different regions out here, there are all kinds of weird pronunciations of different words that you would expect them to be what they're not, right? Like, for example, Worcester is spelled Worcester, right. But we say Worcester.
Yeah, no, totally. And there's like local words like that around here, especially the ones that come from like the Native American tribes that like named landmarks and stuff, what I mean, like before the white people took everything, but that's something else. But yeah. Stuff like the Willamette River, like, yeah, that's not, when you that. Look at that word, you don't know how to say it. People are and like I don't know.
Yep, that's true. It's always, and the last example I'm going to throw out here is there's always like how you can tell whether someone is an insider in New York is if they say south of Houston instead of Houston. Often outsiders will say south of Houston Street, but it's not Houston, it's Houston.
Right. Yeah.
Isn't
that
funny?
Because people just think it's the same as the Texas city.
Exactly. Exactly. It's spelled the same way.
Just one more. There's a little town in Idaho.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's Moscow, but it's not. They pronounce it Moscow.
Moscow, interesting. Idaho.
Interesting.
Anyway. These are the little insider things that we need to know when we travel to these places. Totally. So hopefully some of our listeners can make use of this little rant we just had.
These are very important things. So you sound like an insider wherever you go. So this weekend I went up to Astoria. It's on the northern coast of Oregon and it is gorgeous. And like tons of movies have been filmed there. So one of my favorite movies of all time is The Goonies. I just watched it a couple weeks ago with James. It's like, it's a classic. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And it was filmed in Astoria. And that's not the reason I went, but like I wanted to see if there were any like landmarks from filming or whatever. So I went to the visitor center in the morning to get like a walking tour map.
Yeah.
And I found out it was Goonies weekend.
Like, that's so funny.
It was so crazy. I just stumbled upon this whole celebration and all of these special events. And one of the special things was an actor from the movie. He was at the visitor center, like signing autographs and telling stories from the filming. It wasn't advertised anywhere. He was just hanging out next to all the Goonies t-shirts.
That's so cool. That's so cool. Just out of the blue, this just happened. You didn't even expect this. It's not like you researched it and you said, okay, this is Goonies weekend. This is the weekend I'm going to go, right? So completely unexpected. Wow.
I had no idea. And that's what happens when we travel, when we just, I think it's best if there's a little spontaneity, right?
Oh,
because then you don't plan absolutely everything and you just let yourself go with the flow and just see what's happening in the place you're at.
Yeah, no, I know this has happened to me a bunch of times. I can't think of any exact examples except for like running into movie stars in New York or something, right? That kind of thing is always fun.
I've had some random run-ins with like celebrities in airports and stuff
too. That's so crazy. It's so crazy. Yeah, when I lived in New York, I taught tennis and one of our clients was a famous movie star and her kid was in our classes. And so one day we were finishing up the tennis class and all of a sudden out of the blue there was this I'm not going to say who it was because I don't want to use their name, but there was this famous actress in the room picking up her child. It was so cool. Okay.
Did she look like she does in the movies?
No,
like in real life?
Not yeah. I mean yes, it's the same person, but the makeup wasn't there. I mean, she looked different. She looked different. Yeah.
My brother worked in a bike shop in Virginia and there was a famous movie star that came in there one day and he was astonished when he saw her because it did not look like her at all. Like it took him a while to like realize like, oh, that is her.
That's so funny.
Real life, does not resemble the movie star, you know?
It's so different. So these are such cool experiences and moments, guys. And today we want to show you some ways to talk about when, you know, because everyone faces these situations, right, Jessica? Everyone at some point is in a situation where they run into someone that they don't expect to see or something, an event like the Goonies Festival, right? And, you know, how do we communicate that when we go back to our workplace, we go back home, we want to tell the story to grip right? To pull people in because that's connection right there.
You know, these sort of experiences, it's the retelling that is the most important part. Like, it's more important than the actual experience, right?
Totally.
So, guys, like, when you have just surprising, astonishing experiences like this, often when you're traveling, the best part is retelling the story over and over again to everybody you meet because it's something special. It's something that you can share with someone else to engage them, to surprise them. As well, right?
The story
is so fun.
There's nothing worse than like having this incredible experience and living it like it's completely amazing, and then you try to come back and tell the story and it just falls flat. You know,
people just
don't get it. They don't get how interesting it was or exciting. You don't communicate it right. And I think that would make us feel, you know, for our listeners who are maybe living in an English speaking country or trying to connect in English, that moment can be quite lonely. When you can't communicate your feelings.
For sure. It's like, it's the same feeling you get when you like try and tell a joke that you think is really funny and nobody gets it. And you're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And it takes away from the pleasure of the experience for ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you, like part of retelling the story is re-experiencing this amazement and seeing it in the face of someone else, having your audience or your friend understand and react. And then that makes you more excited. And it, right? It like builds on this memory. It adds to it. So if we can't share this with someone else, it doesn't make full use of our experience.
Exactly. So guys, we've already thrown out a couple of the phrases that we're going to teach you today. So you've already heard them in context, but let's just throw them out to our listeners here today, Jessica, so that they can use it. They know exactly which words to use coming out of today's episode. If you want a better way to listen to this podcast, to search and pull up any episode immediately, or to view fun little video lessons every week, then you need to be listening inside our iOS app. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to get the app now. allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So the first phrase you could use to introduce the event, the surprise, right? You could say, I just stumbled on or stumbled upon. So I think I said that talking about the actor or the festival. I just stumbled on this Goonies festival. I had no idea what was happening.
Right. You thought you were just going to the beach or going to the tourist information center. And all of a sudden you stumbled on this situation, this event. How cool. How cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you could use this when meeting people in events or experiences or like surprising things you see. I think anything surprising that comes across your path, you could say you stumbled upon it.
Yeah. And the important thing about this to keep in mind, guys, is when you're actually exploring yourself, it's not like you show up and someone tells you about something and they say, oh, go there. There's something there.
Right.
That would be a little bit different. Like, for example, when I drove across the U.S. and I was creating our gun module, right? I just happened to arrive in Texas on the day of a gun show, but I didn't stumble on the gun show because I wasn't walking around. Rather, someone told me it was happening and I went there, right? I knew the address and I went there. So that's really important.
Point. Mm-hmm. But the other phrase you use to talk about that is great though, right? Mm-hmm. If somebody tells you about it, but you didn't like pre-plan it, you could just say, and I happened upon this parade and I, the hotel person told me about it. I didn't know it was going to happen. So I think happened upon could be used in the same way as stumble on, but it could also be used if someone tells you about it when you get there.
Oh, that's cool. I like that one. That's quite a high level phrase, happened upon. So for our listeners, guys, put that in your back pocket there.
That sounds really smart. I really like it. And the same, like using upon instead of on, like it sounds fancier. I like it. And then there's an idiom that you managed to throw out a few times, Lindsay, out of the blue. I love this phrase.
Yeah, just totally unexpected, right? Just there were no signs that this was coming your way or was going to happen. And out of the blue, there was a festival or there was a gun show or there was a famous movie star.
Okay. I like this because the imagery that it evokes, I think, will help us remember this idiom. So I picture it like something falls out of the sky, the blue sky, right? Yeah. Like you're not expecting it. And then all of a sudden, like pow, something is just like right there before your eyes, so out of the blue.
That's a good one. So useful. So useful.
I love it.
Yeah. And then we had three really, really high level words. I feel like, today we're on All Ears English podcast, but for our listeners who are taking IELTS, these words are fantastic words, very high level. right? Let's throw them out there for our listeners. Yeah.
Yeah. So these are awesome adjectives, guys. So astonished. That's an extreme surprise. I was extremely surprised or shocked. I was astonished. So that could be good or bad, right? Yeah. It could be a good surprise or a bad surprise. And then there's another adjective for surprise, but it's more specific. Bewildered. I love this. How would you use bewildered?
You know what? I don't use this word. This word is really not in my daily vocabulary, I have to admit. It's a little high level for me.
It is really high level. I'm not sure how often I use it either.
Yeah, yeah.
I do like using fancy sounding words. Yeah. And it's just fun to say.
Yeah. I mean, I think this one could be when you're talking about, well, I mean, the current news situation, what's going on in the world and politics. I was bewildered to hear about, you know, the conference that happened between Trump and Kim Jong-un and what happened and what really is the result of that. Bewildered, just confused and surprised and puzzled. Yeah.
Surprised and confused and puzzled. Exactly. And it's often slightly negative, not extremely negative, but it's not like a pleasant confusion. I don't know if confusion is ever pleasant, though. I think that's why it's like, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me too. I hate it. And another word for extremely confused, this is also really fun, perplexed. So
yeah, that's a good one.
I could use it in current political environment as well. I could say over the weekend, scrolling through the New York Times, I was perplexed as to why we are being mean to Canada and nice to North Korea. I'm not sure what's going on over there.
I feel like, you know, because politics are the way they are right now, we can describe politics with all these words here. What's going on? This confusion just out of nowhere. What is going on?
Definitely. Yeah. We were using these to introduce fun travel experiences.
Now we've moved to politics.
All of these can be used about current affairs as well.
But yeah, no, so absolutely. So if you guys also happen to get into political conversations, which is probably likely, right, these days that you will get into those conversations, these are some really high level words that are going to make you sound smart and very with it, right?
Yeah, for sure. Like we could use the stumble on to describe a piece of news as well. Mm. If you're scrolling through your news feed in Facebook or whatever, you're not controlling the news stories that pop up, right? And sometimes I've stumbled upon really surprising news stories that I wouldn't have found otherwise. So we can use it like that too.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't have to be physically walking around a town. It could be just scrolling through a news feed. I love it. I love it. Yeah. So good. Wow, this is great. This is great. So guys, make use of these words. Go out there and take a risk. Take a chance. Drop one of these words, one of these phrases when you're in that situation and communicate. You know, if you had a fun surprise, try to communicate that and really grip your audience and connect with them, because that's kind of the beauty of language. You can paint that picture for them.
I think you could even like take this a step further and prepare to tell that story. Think about something that surprised you guys, an experience that either confused you, perplexed you, surprised you in some way, something that you weren't expecting, and use today's phrases to write it out. Yeah. Write like, you know, like half a page or something. Just how would you want to use these phrases to tell that story? Like sort of test it out, practice in writing, and then you're ready to like verbalize and share this story with an audience when you have the chance.
No, that's a really good point, Jessica. We have to prepare to succeed, right? We need to kind of rehearse our success in a sense. And that would be one way to do it, guys. So break out your journals and try that on your commute on the way home today.
Awesome. I love homework assignments.
Homework. All right. Very cool. Okay, Jessica, I'm glad to hear you had a good weekend in Oregon, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for saying it correctly. Okay,
Oregon,
Lindsay,
Oregon.
I'll see you next week.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.